God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of the Tongue. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If nobody would yield to the devil, it'd be like there was no devil. It'd be like he's behind a plate glass looking in and couldn't say anything because he doesn't have a right. That's why the Bible said give no place. Don't give him any place. That means if he has place in your life, you gave it to him. And we must quit. And you'll find that you and I, all of us, you'll be tempted to say stupid stuff. And you'll just be pressed. It'll be pushing on your mind all day to say, man, I just don't know if I'm going to make it. And you'll want to say it so bad. You'll have to buy. Why is that so? Because the devil needs you to say it. Come on, can you see this? So he can do it. Just like God needs you to say, I'm more than a conqueror. The greater one lives in me. God needs me. Yes, he needs you to say that, giving him full access and full right in your life to do it. He needs you to say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. He needs you to say, by his stripes I'm healed, to give him access. He's the one set it up that way. So, the world all around us is talking death. So it seems normal. It just seems like that's what everybody does. But you and I are not of this world. We're living here, but no, we're of another family, aren't we? And we have another nature. And our nature is not death. Our nature is eternal life. And so that's what we talk. We talk life only. And we talk blessing only. And when you hear folks from Faith Life Church, if you want to talk and gripe about stuff, you're wasting your time around them because they just won't even talk with you about it. They'll just look at you like they don't understand the language you're speaking. And they don't want an interpretation. And if you hush, they'll start telling you about the goodness of God. They'll start telling you about how powerful and great He is and how there is nothing too hard for Him and how that our best days are in front of us. The exceeding great and good wonderful plan of God is unfolding in our life. He's ordering our steps. He's directing our paths. And the path's getting brighter and brighter and brighter. It's getting better, better, better than it's ever been. I'm not getting dumber, I'm getting smarter. I'm not getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. Now some folks, I know in ministering in the healing school at Brother Hagin's ministry for years, there were some folks that they were given up by medical science, and they were there with us for several weeks and would get better. I mean, 1 week, this one guy in particular, he must have been 80% improved. Amazing. He was about dead on Monday. And by Friday, he was shouting and praising God. You could just tell his color had come back. His strength was coming back. But then by the next Monday, he looked like he had lost a lot of the ground. And I saw this happen over and over. And I thought, I began to pray. I even fasted some. And I said, Lord, what's going on? I don't like this. You make progress and then you lose and then you make progress and you're like having to start over. That can't be right. That can't be God. And the Lord spoke to my heart when I got quiet in a time of prayer. He said, while they're with you, they're hearing and saying words of life. But then they go home. And their family members and everybody there, and people calling them saying, how do you feel 100 times a day? How do you feel? So they're talking about how bad they feel and what's going on here and what this bad report said. And so they're talking death all weekend, and so they lose ground. Are they talking blessing and cursing? They're talking, can you see this? They're talking life and death. That means you go forward and you go backwards. And you go forward and you go backwards. This is an answer from the Lord right here this morning. That's why a lot of people have not made progress. They just kind of seem like they're just going in circles. Why? Because they're talking two things. Double-minded, unstable, and not receiving. Lock in. Come on, everybody. Lock in. We only speak life. That's all we say. Will you be tempted to say something else? Oh, will you be? You will be. I mean, there'll be times when you'll need to put your hand on your mouth and go, shut up. You're not going to say that. Because everything about you will just be just itching to say it. Why? Because spiritual forces are at work. The enemy's working on you, doing everything he can to get that out of your mouth. So he can come in and do it. And if we're smart, we will not do it. We will not say it. Can you say glory to God? Go to Proverbs 18, please. Proverbs 18 and verse 20. There are folks that think we are extreme and in error about this speaking part, and they think, I just don't buy into all that. You know. That, you know, what I say matters that much? And that is the question. Does what you say matter? And how much? How much does it matter? Does it really? People make fun, don't they? They ridicule, say, oh, yeah, I heard that y'all were that confess it, possess it bunch. You got that right. We doing some confessing and some possessing. Amen. Have been and are. Amen. And if you're smart, you'll join us. Amen. Which you like better? We all just that health and wealth bunch. Amen. Well, which bunch you want to be a part of? Death and broke? Club? No thanks. That's the world. Yeah, that blab it and grab it. Name it. Claim it. Well, now, who are they making fun of? Jesus said, Mark 11:23. Jesus, the head of the church, the master, red letters. He said, if you'll say, and not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say shall come to pass, you will have what you say. Did he say that? Yes. So that when people are making fun and using all these derogatory terms, I didn't write that. You didn't write that. Y'all are just Haganites, Copelandites. No, Jesusites. Yes. He's the one who said that. Not Brother Hagin, not Brother Copeland, not any of them. No. Jesus said, do you believe what the Master said? Should we take it seriously? Or should we just kind of brush it off and go, whatever. Does what you say matter? Yes. Read it out loud here in Proverbs 18 and 20. I'll read it to you and then we'll read part of it out loud. He said, a man's belly will be satisfied with what? With the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase, with what? What's in his lips? Increase. Shall he be filled? Notice, not just with hard work. not just with cleverness. It hurts me to see so many folks, even good Christian people, hard-working people, and yet they don't realize they're absolutely undermining their life with their mouth. There's some as hard-working of people as you'd ever want to see. They get up early, they'll work hard, they push themselves too far, but while they're doing it, they're talking unbelief. Well, I guess I'll just work as long as I can. It may not be too much longer, but I'll just get, if you say so. If you say it won't be much longer, it won't be. Well, I didn't mean that. Then don't say it. We'll get into scripture that talks about that in just a moment, but people are undermining. They go, well, you know, I don't know. You know, I'm doing the best I can. But man, you know, the way the economy is and, you know, with what the government and IRS is doing, and dear me, I don't know how a man makes it these days. See, this kind of talk is just sounds natural. And normal Christians think it's okay. And it absolutely is death. How will a man, read that verse again. How will a man or a woman be satisfied and filled up? Not just with the fruit of your hard work, with what you say. How are you going to get be filled up in your life with good things? With lips of increase. Increase of your lips. Can you say thank you, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
Keep reading the next verse, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Is that true?
Yes.
Does it matter what I say?
Yes.
How much does it matter? Death and life. It's a matter of life and death. Death and life. What comes out of our mouth. You'll encounter resistance on this kind of thing. Folks, oh, now. I just can't buy into all that. Well, what do you buy into? What means more to you than this? See, what has happened is the Word of God has been pushed aside and replaced with men's ideas and traditions. Well, now I just believe that what the Lord wants will happen, and you know, His ways are mysterious, and you just never know what the Lord's going to do. And I just believe in God Almighty. You ever heard anything like this? What are they telling you? I just believe. That means when you hear that, understand this. They just believe something other than the Bible. They have decided it, and they have replaced the Bible with I just believe. And I got a right to my belief. No, you don't. Nor do I. If you're a Christian, if you're a believer, you're supposed to believe what He tells you to believe. Do you think so?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of the Tongue, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.